Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
Well, this morning we moved to the top of the island to a rural constituency, Ayr, where Andrew Newington Bridges has tossed his hat into the ring. He's 68, married with children, moved to the island 22 years ago after, quote, falling in love with it 40 years ago. He's a businessman working globally in his time in manufacturing, in marketing and in sales. He served on commissions on Arbury Commission. He's been chairman of the Municipal Association. He lives in Sulby. Good morning, Mr. Newington Bridges.
Good morning, John, and thank you for the invitation.
You're taking on a sitting minister. What can you bring to the table that will persuade the voters of Ayr that you should represent them?
I think we've witnessed, not just with, I don't want to bring this down to personalities, but we've witnessed a very poor performance on our negotiation internationally.
Well, that is bringing it to personalities because you're criticising the current council of ministers.
Yes, but not individually personal, John.
Right. But as far as representation of the island is concerned across the water, how do you think the government has been dealing with the UK?
I fear that we brought in the ministerial system that we could then go and negotiate at ministerial level, so a minister could speak to a minister. And I fear too often that that isn't happening. We are actually still being palmed off. We're dealing with senior civil servants. Now, I know the Humphrey-type operation.
It is difficult to get to the ministers, isn't it? I mean, would you be able to? Would you see yourself as a person who could thump the table enough until a minister came into the room and talked to you?
If they want to negotiate and don't want to dictate, and I suspect there's been very much more dictatorial attitude than actually negotiation, but if they want to negotiate, then surely you have a right to who you will negotiate with, and a minister should be able to actually insist that he negotiates at ministerial level, not senior civil servant level.
The UK basically said, we withdraw from the agreement unless you do this. Well, that's the end of negotiation, isn't it?
Well, those sort of threats and so on have been a part of UK politics for generations, John. This isn't new. They have treated in the times of colonies, and I know that dates me somewhat to talk about the colonies, but they did exactly the same thing to the colonies years ago. And it's not without significance that they frequently used the time of a general election in those colonies to drop a bombshell.
Well, just move on. You're chairman of a municipal association, so you obviously believe in working together. You're an independent candidate. Would you be working with other MHKs if you were elected to form a grouping? Would you see advantage in that?
Like-minded people should always work together. And what is so often missing at the moment is the lack of debate, or at least it comes across as a lack of debate, and too much is being decided almost behind closed doors. And those closed doors, I mean, one talks about...
We're talking about Council
of
Manx
Ministers.
Government.
Yes.
So you'd like to see more out in the open. I mean, we've heard about this accountability, which is a word that everybody throws about. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I mean, total accountability of the individual, but more debate, John, so that actually matters aren't being decided, as I say, behind closed doors. Freedom of information that we were promised for the whole of the last course of the last government, it's an absolute tragedy that hasn't been introduced, or a token introduction at a time when it was well known it could never actually go through.
You say we often do nothing to prevent or restrict the import of bad ideas. Can you give us an example of one of these importations?
I thought you said I'd only got 5 minutes, John.
You have, and the clock is ticking.
Well, there are just too many examples.
Can you give us one? Top of the list.
Lord. I wish you'd give me some notice of that question. When we look at legislation that comes through, I'm told now that the weight of legislation means that papers that are given to our current MHKs don't even get opened because there's just too much to look at. And it's going through on the nod. And that legislation includes a whole lot. I was talking to a farmer recently who said he had a room in his house just for the directives that come out of Europe, and if he actually read any of those directives and so on, he'd never get round to doing any farming.
We don't read the directives. Some things can slip through.
Well, one of your colleagues asked me the question of how do we cope with this situation as opposed to Europe. We have a wonderful example in France where when it doesn't suit them, they just ignore it, whether it's been actually passed as law in Europe or not. So they just ignore it.
You advocate that, the French method?
If necessary, yes.
Mr. Andrew Newington-Bridges, standing in the constituency of Ayr, thank you for joining us this morning. It's 8 o'clock.